The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have seen that these headlines, drinking in Ireland changing and changing fast. So new figures showing alcohol consumption is down about 4% in just the last year, dropped by more than a third since 2001. It means for the very first time since we started measuring this type of stuff, we are in line with the European average. Sean O'Wealhiron is with me now, who's a journalist and broadcaster. Sean, you're very welcome to the show. To what extent do you suspect this is driven, Sean, by younger people who are not as fond of the pint as maybe older generations?
Probably loads. And it's something I'm seeing like in my own friends in the last while as well, that like I think the younger generation, if you want to call them that, are moving away from drinking as maybe the main form of socializing or the main form of spending time with each other. Like there's a big move towards sober socializing at the minute. People are getting out, being more active, trying to look at other ways of spending time together. But it's prices as well. And the cost of going out and having a few drinks, I think, is making people go out and drink less.
And I mean, to what extent is this a post-COVID thing? Is that when it started, maybe these attitudinal changes, or was it independent of that happening anyway, do you think?
A bit of both, I'd say. I think look, there was a huge cultural shift in how we, I suppose, socialised post-COVID when we were kind of learning to get back out and meet each other again. And yeah, maybe it was, with the pubs being closed for so long and only being able to meet outside in open spaces, that maybe people did at that stage realise, you know, that there are alternatives, there are things you can do. You can go out for a hike, you can go for a sauna or a swim or meet people for coffee. You know, we don't have to base our whole socialization around going for a few drinks.
It's hard to get the shift in a sauna though, Sean.
I mean, you won't, where there's a will, there's a way, I'm sure, Karen. But, you know, I'm not speaking from experience here.
But I bring that up to make a point generally, though, about, I guess, the point of socialization maybe for some in previous generations was to go out and meet someone. And I guess now younger generations have other ways of doing that too.
I suppose there is. I mean, look, you know, that's obviously a big factor in terms of maybe going out and meeting people. But like if it's a romantic connection you're after, like the advent of dating apps in the last, 10, 15 years has really changed the way people meet and connect. You know, like, I don't know if many of my friends, not to put them under the bus here now, but how many of them would be able to approach someone on a night out or, you know, in a social open situation, because people nearly lost the ability to approach someone.
I'm not sure any of us in previous generations necessarily had much of an ability in that regard either. Anyway, the health picture as well, the health side of this, as you said, you know, the kind of consciousness about, you know, wellness and all of that. You know, on the one hand, it's a good thing. We want people to be health conscious. I guess there's a negative side to that as well, which is people being maybe drinking less because they're uptight about their own body image.
I mean, it's possible. You know, I think, look, there's going to be extremes in anything like that when people are striving towards a particular maybe image or thing they want to do fitness wise. You know, they might cut out the alcohol, they might, you know, change their diet, they might do things like that to an extreme. I think that's always there. But I think there's more discussion around the impact drinking has on our health generally. You know, like people talk about, it's kind of like this kind of a joke thing, the Sunday scaries, you know, the anxiety that comes with a heavy night out on a Saturday and, you know, not being able to move for the fear, the dreaded fear that we all have heard of so much in Irish culture on a Sunday. You know, I think people realise that drinking and alcohol does have an effect on our mental health and our physical health. And I think it's more of a conversation now that people are having as well. You know, I think that it's more commonplace that people are discussing, which I think is, you know, an overall thing of mental health. And stuff like that.
There's a spin-off of all of this as well, though, isn't there? Which is that, and I don't want to sound like I'm kind of lamenting the fact that people are drinking less, far from it, but, you know, there's lots of small villages around Ireland wherein the pub is the only business maybe that still has its doors open. The post office is gone. Maybe there's a little shop doing business that's certainly no longer a bank. And you wonder if the generations who are coming up, your own generation and others, are more interested in some of those things you talk about and getting out for a hike or what have you, that, you know, that there's going to need to be businesses that will cater for that. And it might mean the shuttering of the doors of the pub, or certainly shuttering of them for a few days a week.
Yeah, quite possibly. And I suppose we wouldn't see as much in the cities, but you're right. In rural settings, I mean, a pub can be the main hub for a community. It's where people gather. It's where they meet each other. It is where they socialize, you know, and at the end of the day, they're businesses as well. And as the cost of everything goes up, as the price of getting in goods to sell them goes up, if people aren't then there to buy those goods or to, you know, to have their few pints, like it impacts on the businesses and then the lives of the publicans as well, and the community in a way too, you know. So yeah, it's a vicious cycle, really.
It is. Listen, Sean, thanks a million for chatting to us. The Sean of Wales Huron is a journalist and broadcaster.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.